8 o'clock, Pluckers, the Rio Grande location right there on campus. A special edition of Longhorn Weekly. It is the 2021-22 Texas basketball preview. It's Longhorn Weekly with head coach Chris Beard. So students, fans, invited to go out against that. The Pluckers, the Rio Grande location. Craig will be out there for the special edition of Longhorn Weekly with Chris Beard tonight at 7 o'clock. Right now, we've got to go to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. It is time for the latest installment of our weekly high school coaches visits, and it is Thursday. That means we are going to the hotline to talk to Vandegrift head coach Drew Sanders. It is brought to you by our good friends at Cedar Park Overhead Doors, cpdoors.com. If you need them, they do outstanding work. Coach Sanders, how are you this morning?
Jeff, how we doing?
We're doing great, Coach. Before we get on to matters on the gridiron, this is top of mind, so I wanted to get your take on this. We were talking about, you know, Steve Sarkisian's talked a lot about the psyche of his team, and that's brought up, okay, how do you reach guys? And for you at the varsity level, you know, when you've got a locker room of, you know, 15 to 18 year old young men, and kids are going to react differently. Some kids might react to the tongue lashing. Some kids might need a pat on the back. How difficult is that process for you and your staff to figure out, okay, which are the right buttons we need to push for certain kids to get them to respond the way you want them to respond?
You know, that's coaching kind of summed up, isn't it? You know, what you've got to do to start that is, and the thing that Sarkisian is probably dealing with is he just doesn't know his players as well as he probably wants. You know, he just got there, and obviously I know he's pouring his time into him, but you know, for me, it's totally different because I've been here so long. I've known all my players probably since even they were in elementary school. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, knowing your players is key because then you can figure out what makes them tick, how to motivate them. Every player is different. You know, one time I had a player who actually was playing really well, but we just were not getting along during games. He would not go along with what I wanted him to do. And I had to have a conversation with him. I basically asked for the first time in my coaching career, hey, how do you want me to coach you? Because what I'm doing right now is not working. And so we had a really, really great conversation. But, you know, freshmen aren't ready for that conversation. Probably juniors and seniors are.
Right.
But that is the essence of coaching, is to be able to get a young man to kind of understand what you're doing, know what makes him tick, and then push him a little bit.
Well, Coach, you and your staff are pushing the right buttons this season. Another win for your ball club last week. We talked about the difficulty, all the things Cedar Ridge does that pose problems to you. It's a 35-7 win. Aside from the final score, what did you like about what your team did last week?
Well, we've repaired great game plans on both sides and executed them. You know, you'll hear all coaches and talk about, you know, if they don't win, they say, man, we just didn't execute, you know. And if they do win, that is, they know it's key. And so to be able to go out and practice what you do and then do it was big. And then that is a really good defense we went against. And mm-hmm. So offense, you know, they were doing some things. I always don't like when people come out and they'll say something like, well, we didn't play good. You know, well, yeah, that's true. But what about the other side of it? Like maybe they were doing some things to make you not play good. And that's what Cedar Ridge did. I mean, they run, they hit, they line up soundly. And so our offense was, they were stopping us some early. And it was also nice to see us be calm and find a way. You know, we got a score right before half to make it 21-0. And I'm just proud of my offense to stick with it and come over to the sideline after getting stopped several times, because we haven't been stopped a ton, and still find a way to solve the problem. And they did that.
Coach Sanders, man, I want to know who that player is that you were talking about to start.
I'll tell you. JJ would tell you, too. JJ Parker, who was our safety for
yes.
us, and number 16, eventually changed his number to 1.
Yes.
JJ is one of my favorite players I've ever coached. JJ grew me a lot, too, because he was just unique in the way he took my coaching, and I hadn't had, you know, issues with it in my mind. You know, we're all focused on our own perspective, aren't we? And that's what's so fun and rewarding about coaching, is the kids that I coach, they change me, they help me look at some things from a different perspective, they keep me young, they teach me so much all the time. And JJ taught me a lot, and JJ and I are still really close. Saw him just the other day, and he's an amazing person and was an amazing player for us too.
Yeah, the Mac and JJ were good, the Parker
mm-hmm.
family. Okay, so my obligatory birthday question, it was Max Yule's birthday earlier this week, and what can you tell us about number 6 and his progression to contribute on varsity?
Oh, Max, you know, I could talk a long time about Max. He's a trip, man. He always has an opinion about everything. Most are wrong. But, you know, he's always got something to say. He's one of my guys that's always has a joke or something. You know, he lost his front tooth when he was younger, and a lot of people don't know that, and so he has a fake front tooth. So when he feels like he wants to make somebody laugh or he wants to look tough or something, he'll take his front tooth out. And so that's really funny. I like that. I like that about him. But he's a great player. And you know something else about Max is his junior year, he didn't play a ton. He was on varsity. He learned every position, all secondary positions, and he was patient with us and just went to work. And now look at him. He's a starter and playing really good. And so I could not be more proud of Max. And we definitely got fired up that it was his birthday yesterday.
Vandegrift head coach Drew Sanders joining us here on Light the Tower on the Horn. Coach, I want to ask you about Reese Beachman. I know we could talk about Reese in a lot of different aspects for what he does for you, but last week, you know, slow week for him offensively, but then he has 88 punt return yards for you. Not just his ability to make things happen in multiple phases of the game, but talk about your special teams. That's it, that third phase we don't talk about much.
Well, yeah, Reese is a weapon every time. You know, it didn't work out. Like, we tried to get him the ball several times, but whether it wasn't right or they defended the ball or, you know, whatever, it was just one of those games. But, you know, the cool thing about Reese is he just kept playing hard. And, man, you put him out in space and you know, on a punt return, and he is a weapon. And set up a score or two scores and just – we've never had a punt return for a touchdown in Vandegrift history.
Really?
And so I really feel like this year we're going to eventually break through on that because he's really talented. You know, certain players can just do it. You know, that's obviously put anybody back there and try to catch a punt. You know, there'd be a lot of people on Twitter or whatever that say, yeah, oh, I could do that. Man, it's hard. It is hard to catch a punt with people veering down. You know, that's number one. And number two, make people miss like he does. And our special teams have been solid. You know, Coach Wolkind, I'd love to give him a shout out. He's been with me several years, and it's neat to see somebody that's passionate about what they do, and he's really passionate about special teams and making them part of our game plan as opposed to just something that we do.
It's going to happen in the state quarterfinals against Westlake, Coach.
Oh, let's call it. Write that down. Write that down.
All right, that's it. That's it for me. I think that's probably all I needed to say. No, because I did say on Fox 7, you know, like I've seen you every time I go on to state, Coach, I've seen you at Cowboy Stadium and you and Galen Zimmerman at Dripping Springs. I see both of y'all at state every year. I'm like, these guys really want to be here one day playing.
I do. So, that's my dream for sure.
So I think that will happen. You know, I don't know when, but I do think it could potentially happen this year. So that's all I'll say.
Well, Coach, before we talk about things way down the road in the immediate future for you and your ball club, it's a game coming up on Friday against Westwood. When you watch the tape, what stands out about Coach Wood's club this year?
Well, you know, Anthony Wood, he's always going to like to throw the ball around. So they've got two sophomore quarterbacks that they play, and they both are really good. And he's got a big O-line, couple big defensive linemen, and you know, Coach Wood has put a good product on the field for years for Westwood High School, and so I have zero doubt. Me and him have actually talked a couple of times this week. I have zero doubt that he will have the Warriors ready to play. He does a tremendous job with his program.
All right, it is Friday night. Vandegrift taking on Westwood, another ball game for the Vipers as they look to move to 8-0 on the season. Coach Sanders, as always, thank you so much for your time on Thursday, and good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Coach. Okay.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Newt. See y'all.
There he is. Drew Sanders, head coach of the Vandegrift Vipers, joining us here.